can praise the Lord together, can't we?
We can.
Hallelujah, shout hallelujah.
Is he me? and that is not it. Don't spell the word. This great mighty, great and mighty is He.
Great and mighty is He.
Great and mighty is He.
Spirit
of the Lord
is great and mighty. Spirit of the Lord is my victory. Spirit of the Lord is great and mighty. Great and mighty is He. Well, great and mighty is He. Yes, yes.
Great and mighty is He. Great and mighty is He. That my soul knows where. that my soul knows very well.
So say hallelujah.
You are.
you, Jesus. I tell you, I just enjoy being in the presence of God with you people. I just enjoy that we can be in His presence together and worship God. You know, there are a lot of places where you try to go for God and you're around people that seem like they could care less. You know? But it is a joy to be around other people that know God, that want to experience God. And I'm just excited to be here with you this morning. I hope you are too. I hope you came expecting. I hope you have more than just the Super Bowl on your mind this morning. Nothing wrong with the Super Bowl, but, you know, it's a lot of times good things happen and we can get sidetracked and just for a minute miss out what God wants to do. And the reason I say that is because Pastor Rod was talking Friday night. Who was here Friday night? He kept saying, look around you, look over there, and that was prophetic. But the idea is that God's got your blessing. It's right here. And it's not far off. It's not years down the road. It's right here. But we can overlook it so easily. So this is an offering time. But I want to remind you, Crystal, can you turn this down just a little bit? I'm feeding back. I want to remind you to look. Keep your eyes open. In everything that you do, consider God. Listen, open your ears and your eyes. God has a blessing for you, whether you realize it or not. And I just want to encourage you that God wants to do something great for you. Think about this. The maker of the universe, the creator of everything that we have, everything, He loves you so much that He sent His only Son to die for you so that He could have a relationship with you. Jesus said that He would leave the 99 sheep for the one. That means you by yourself are that important to God. Are you with me? God wants to do something good for you. He wants to do something great for you. And don't ever question, well, maybe God doesn't love me enough. Maybe He just doesn't want me to have it. Maybe it's just not for me. Maybe God loves someone else a little bit more. But God loves you that much that there is nothing good He would withhold from you. And I want you to realize that He's already provided. We sing that song sometimes. He's already provided. Everything you need, He's already provided. And that's true. When you asked Him, when He died on the cross, He paid for that. He's got it for you. And the way we receive it is by keeping our eyes open, being alert, and watching and waiting on God, listening to His voice, and stepping out and obeying by faith. I talked to you a little bit last week about your confession. I hope you practice with me. I've been practicing. If you did, I know it did you a lot of good, and it will continue to do you a lot of good. But as you're confessing this week, look and watch. God's got something great for you. Amen? And the trick of the devil is to distract us with anything he can just to miss that opportunity. So no matter what you're doing, I don't care if you're eating. The Bible says if you don't eat in faith, it's sin. Because whatsoever is not of faith is sin. So I don't care if you're eating or even sleeping. Everything you do, do it in faith. Do it expecting. It's okay to enjoy other things. It's okay to enjoy those things. But consider God in everything. Because I'm telling you what God wants to do for you. Okay? I know that you've prepared what to give. I know that you're obedient to God. But I'm telling you that God wants to bless you, and I don't want you to miss out on anything. Amen? Amen? You can stand up with me. Do you believe it? If you're giving by cash and you would like an offering envelope, I have some. If you'd like one, raise your hand. Anybody? Praise God. Just lift your offering up and worship God with it? And just consider the infinite things that God wants to do for you. There is no limit. There is no restraint. God is a good God. He's got enough money. He's got it all. He wants to do good things for you. Amen. And I just want you to receive those things and be obedient this week. Lord, we thank you, Father, for all that you have in store for us. So we open ourselves up to you. We give this morning in faith, but we keep our eyes and our ears open to your voice. And Lord, we thank you that you are working on our behalf, and we eagerly expect the manifestation of your promise in our life. We listen to your voice and we obey in faith. We're not asking questions, but quickly and swiftly, we obey your voice. And I thank you that there is no limit to the blessing that you want to bestow on your children that will just obey your word, Father. I thank you that you love each and every person here with an unfailing love, an unconditional love that's not based on what they look like, what they do, that your love surpasses all that, that nothing could ever separate them from your love. And I thank you, Lord, that your blessings are good, that your blessings make us rich and adds no sorrow with it, Father. So I thank you, Lord, for all that you have in store for us. And Father, I pray also an anointing on your word this morning, that, Lord, it would be planted in our hearts and that it would cause us to prosper and be blessed in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. You can give.
Somebody say, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
You can do better than that.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Somebody say, praise God again.
Praise God.
How many of y'all been enjoying what we've been talking about?
Amen.
Y'all enjoying that?
Amen.
Glory to God. We've studied a lot of stuff, didn't we? We talked about, amen, the gossip, amen, the big mouth. Glory to God. The froward mouth. Amen. We talked about a trained tongue. Did we get to the trained tongue? I believe we did, didn't we? What did we talk about Wednesday night? Brother Jess is usually good. What did we talk about Wednesday night? Does anybody remember? I know it was the mouth. Were we on the trained tongue? I believe we did. Somebody say hallelujah. Why don't you open your Bibles this morning? And we want to try to close this out just a little bit. Proverbs chapter 10, verse 11. We're going to go there. When you get it, say, I got it. Let's mute every mic but the one I'm talking on. Every instrument too, I hear buzz. Glory to God. Okay. Thank you for being lifeful, Sister Becky. Proverbs chapter 10, verse 11 says, the mouth of a righteous man is a well of life, but violence covereth the mouth of the wicked. What is a righteous man's mouth? Everybody say, a well of life. Say it again, a well of life. Now, you know, everything, God only considers one kind of life for us. He's hip to the fact of what really is life and what's not life and what works and what doesn't work. Amen? Everything that God did, he breathed life into it. And death is awful, isn't it? Amen? That means that our mouth should only produce living things and inspiration, amen, and uplifting. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Says the mouth of a righteous man is a well of life. So if you want to discern, somebody say discernment. Now the Bible tells us to flee from the what? the wicked, to flee from the wicked, amen. Don't fellowship with the wicked, amen. Don't deal with them, don't mess with them, don't get caught up in their junk, amen. But get around the righteous and you'll be blessed, because the righteous are on the right path. Amen. Amen. The righteous know where God wants them to go and they know how to get there. And one of the ways that you can discern, amen, whether someone's on the path of wickedness or on the path of righteousness is their mouth. Some say the mouth. Because if that person was right, someone said the mouth of a righteous man, it's a well of life. Now, if you get around people and you spend about 15, 20 minutes from them and you don't feel like going on, you don't feel encouraged, you don't feel like you can make it, glory to God, you feel downcast, depressed, and all worn out, guess what? You haven't been around a righteous person. I don't care how many scriptures they quoted to you, that's a wicked person. Someone say, amen. Because God believes the best about you. Amen. God's not just taking you out of the dump, amen, to leave you nowhere. God's taking you out of mess and up out of the muck and out of the miry clay to take you to a better place. So everything a righteous person that's been with God, amen, is everything they're going to say out of their mouth is going to do the same thing. So it's in the mouth of a righteous man is a well of life. That means you can get around righteous people and your life should get better. Some say, run your mouth to me just a little bit. Amen. That means if things aren't going well and you don't feel like you have a quality life and life's getting bad, you've been around the wrong kind of people. You haven't been around the right kind of people. You haven't been around people, amen, that's given you faith, that's given you hope, amen, that's given you victory, even in difficulty. Somebody say, praise the Lord. The mouth of the righteous, it's a well of life. So we need to thank God, amen, for our, when the Holy Ghost gets on the inside of our heart, he trains our tongue, amen, that we might be able to say right things, amen, and just don't take it for granted when people have learned, amen, to control their big mouth, amen, instead of their mouth being a trap, amen, to get people stuck in mess and to get people caught in a rut, get people caught in depression, amen, to get people caught in strife, amen, but their mouth, somebody say, glory to God. It sets people free so that they might be able to go on and get the life that God wants them to have. Somebody say hallelujah. It says the words of the wicked are to lie in wait for blood, but the mouth of the upright shall deliver them. What's going to deliver you? If you found like you're stuck in something, somebody say, what brings deliverance? Anybody ever been stuck in anything? It's kind of quiet here. It's more maybe some people are stuck. Amen. You might be stuck in anything. You know, when you get stuck in depression, the wrong mindset, wrong thought pattern, you might get stuck in anger. You might get stuck in shame. You might get stuck with a passive mind where your head's everywhere but where it needs to be. How many of you know you need to be in God's plan? You need to be up and sharp at every moment. Amen. When you're off and you found yourself captive to the wrong thing, guess what you can do? You can talk your way out of it right away. So say, I want to be delivered. You can cut that air off again. That feels much better now. It's burning up. Amen. I could even smell the heat. It's real bad when you can smell it. Amen. Amen. How many of you have ever had a bad day and things were going real bad? And you didn't know how to turn it around. You know, you just felt like giving up. You just felt like quitting and you just didn't know how to handle it. Do you know you can turn any situation around immediately? You can turn your soul around. Did you know that? Your soul reflects how you feel. How you're feeling about stuff, you know? Anger. Anger is something that's birthed about in our soul. We can have our, you know, all of our emotions get all messed up. We get angry. Or we get sad. Or we get depressed. Do you know that words, that right words, has the power to cause your soul to repent and change the way you feel? Somebody say, praise the Lord. This is some good stuff, people. Whether you're listening today or not, you're not going to hear it again. Amen. But there are people that get torn up, have more bad days than what they need to have. Arguments go on longer than they need to go on. Strifeful situations just linger a little bit longer than what they need to. Why? Because they haven't realized that life is in the power of the tongue. Some say the lips or the mouth of the upright shall deliver them. Then you need to discern between good and evil, don't you? You need to be able to discern between good and evil. Amen. Right and wrong. And there are a lot of people, we get caught in some wrong stuff. And the devil's got us going down the wrong track. And your head can go any way it wants to go. You know, there are people that get, how many ever got rebuked or got messed up and you got yourself checked and all of a sudden you're just not feeling too good because you didn't get the news that you wanted to get, but it was still good and it was still right. And all of a sudden your head's mad and you're trying to go on. How do you get out of that so that you don't linger in that stuff for 2 weeks? You know that, you know, we don't always do everything just right. Every once in a while, God wants us to correct ourselves and say, hey, straighten that mess out and get it right. Anybody ever had the Holy Ghost do that to him? If that hadn't happened to you, you don't have the Holy Ghost. Amen? Because he's there to help you. You're not God. You're not perfect. You don't have wings on your back. You're going to make mistakes. But thank God for the helper, the Holy Spirit, that comes to help us and get right back on track. But every once in a while, when the Holy Ghost, it says that when we're rebuked or chastened under the Lord, those things are grievous, aren't they? That means it makes us feel bad. We get grieved by it, don't we? What happens, now this is something you can learn this. What happens when you're grieved by the Holy Ghost or you're not feeling good or your head's not, you know, anybody, now if you're like me, you can go along the path of God, but sometimes you can go along. Listen, if you're not wise, I used to go along, I'm going to do it, but I don't like it. I'm going to do it, but I'm not going to do it with joy. I'm going to keep rolling, but I'm not going to be happy about it. I'm going to walk it with my feet, but my head's going to be someplace else. Amen? What happens when your head and when your mind is out of sync with the will of God? How can you turn your head? Have you ever been angry and couldn't stop getting mad? This is deliverance, people. That's how arguments go on longer than what they need to go. It's because people aren't able to turn the switch in their head. Some say death is always rampant. Listen, you can be delivered from any negative situation. Some say it's all about choices. Things hit us right away, you know, and you have a choice. Do I want to come back with something? Do I want to swing? Amen. I was at a movie one time and I was contemplating. I was literally, you know, this man brought his family, amen, to this movie. And I paid my money for that movie, amen. And it was one of those movies where you had to watch every little thing. And this man brought his little tribe with him, amen. Didn't have the wife. And he had 5 kids and himself. And man, it was like they had megaphones, amen. And I mean, he explained every little thing they were doing to these kids. You know, I knew what they were going to the counter to get. Amen. You want some peanuts? I want some peanuts. Ah, blah, blah, blah. You know, and I was getting pretty frustrated. So I say, amen. And you can plan things out and make decisions. You know, and I was thinking, you know me, I was getting bad. And I thank God we can edit this. It's just us this morning. Amen. And I was looking around the corner, but amen. I said, how big is he? Amen. Because I'm about to say something. Amen. Does he got any friends? Amen. Amen. Because I'm going to say something. Just in case he busts bad, I might have to break back. Somebody say glory to God. Because I was getting pretty perturbed with this man. I was thinking, well, how much emotional damage would it be if I take this man down in front of his kids? Amen. Somebody say glory to God. Over a movie. I did confront him. Amen. Will you please shut your family up? Amen. Hallelujah. But we can make in our, you know, you can plan this whole thing out in your head if you're not too careful. Amen. You can plan it all out in your head. I know exactly what I'm going to say. Amen. I'm going to let that finish statement. Then I'm going to come out. I just want to say blam. If your head will run. But you know what? You can be delivered from a negative mindset. I'm a fail. I'm not going to get a good grade, right? You can think that I'm not going to get a good grade. I can't pull up this. Look at this 70-something percent. I want a 90%, and I just feel bad. Right now, I feel bad. You know God doesn't want you to feel bad right now. God never wants you to feel bad. I don't care what you're into. You're not supposed to feel bad about it. I don't care if it looks like you're losing something. And glory to God, you're not supposed to let the devil steal your joy, because if you're going to get out of something, you're going to do it with strength. Amen. If they tell you to pack your stuff up, you're fired, you have to clean out your desk with joy. Amen. Because you won't have power to fight back. in the wrong attitude or in the wrong mindset. How many of you know you're going to be challenged with some stuff? But you can change it. You can change the wind of the Spirit. See, things get going. Somebody say, that's power. We're talking about supernatural power. Things happen in the natural. Look, anything's subject to change, but you got to learn how to change it. Say, what are you talking about? How many of you want to change some stuff? You waiting on God to change it? The Lord's going to do this, but He needs your help. Think about it. Somebody say, think about it. You're going to have to start, some say, life and death is in the power of the tongue. And you can turn it around right away. You can be delivered from a bad day, from a negative mindset that doesn't agree with the Word of God. If it doesn't agree with the Word of God, and the Word of God is always good news. Somebody say, praise the Lord. You're going to have to turn it around. If it's making you feel good, you got some work. If it's not making you feel right, amen, and you don't have a peace in your spirit, you're not supposed to just sit up there and take it. You have to change it. Some say, change that mindset. With your mouth. Who say, glory to God. Say, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
So, how many of you have been there? Everybody think of the last thing that really ticked you off or made you depressed or made you sad. What did you say? How long did it go on? How long were you bad? How long were you upset? Some of you were upset until somebody on the TV said something that made you happy. Thank God you ran across the right TV show and somebody made you happy. Somebody just sat there and let your mind beat you up for days. Look at yourself, look at somebody and say, dummy. You could have changed that right away. By talking to yourself, you could have been delivered from that situation a week ago, a month ago. So say, just by saying, this ain't going to get me down. This is nothing. Glory to God. I'm more than an overcomer. I'm a victor. I'm going to win. I'm going to make it. Some say, I'm going to be delivered out of this. How many of you stuck in? How many want some things to get better? I'm always talking about things getting better. You said, you always talking about it did, didn't it? You might not be where you want to be, but you better praise God you weren't where you were.
Amen.
Hallelujah. If you're mad about that, amen, go back and figure it out. Amen. God's good to us. So say, well, it depends on how you think about it. Look, I met people in church today. You still got your lights on, this small little group of people, paying for this big old building, amen, handling all this stuff. Why is that happening? Because we're blessed. Somebody say hallelujah. And all of us put together, no, praise the Lord, I'm not going to say that. Hallelujah. See, I'm learning too, amen. You see, God is moving. And all somebody say, you got to learn to use your mouth to do good things. The wicked is snared by the transgression of his lips in Proverbs chapter 12. I'm almost, so say transgression. Some say trespassing. Transgressions and trespasses. That means you go out there beyond where you need to go with your big mouth. Some say caught for trespassing. But the just shall come out of trouble. Some say come out of trouble. Some say come out of trouble. It's like a get out of jail free card. You ever played Monopoly? You ever played Monopoly? Listen. You can't stop trouble from coming, but you can get out of it. But a lot of people stay in trouble because they haven't learned how to get out of stuff. Every day the devil wakes up just like you wake up, amen? And he's got plans, and he's got stuff. He's got stuff to throw on your plate. Amen. People are planning stuff, whatever it is, but you got to learn to be delivered out of what the devil plans. And that's one of the fastest ways, somebody say the fastest point or the fastest way of deliverance is confession. It's quiet in here this morning. What's going to happen when you're bombarded by negative thoughts? What's going to happen when circumstances don't look favorable to you? What you going to do? It's easy to say amen in church today, amen, but all of a sudden when you look at your checkbook and it doesn't agree with what you think it should be, amen, what you going to do? What you going to say? What you going to change? Some say, let's get, say, I'm learning. Some say, I'm cutting back on my trouble time. Everybody say it, I'm cutting back on trouble time. I'm going to stick closer to God. I'm going to stay closer to the will of God. And the only way you can stick back on trouble, not by fighting your way out of it in the flesh and doing all this mess, or just, I'm just going to shut up and walk away. I'm just going to shut up and walk away. Sometimes that works, but a lot of times that gets old. You got to learn to do something else. Amen. You got to have something more powerful than even walking away. Taking authority over your tongue and allowing the Holy Ghost to speak the right word of faith. Some say, that delivers us from trouble. Anybody ever seen someone, my buddy G over here one day was having a little bit of trouble. He wasn't feeling too good. Can I share that a little bit, G? You still love me? I'll bless you. You don't understand what I'm saying. Hallelujah. I love you. Amen. But I could see, even in Brother G and myself, you know, because we get so perplexed about all the difficulties that we face in different country, different culture. All, you know, we never really think what people deal with. We can get overwhelmed with the cards that are dealt to us. And sometimes that's what the devil does. He comes and finds every little thing going wrong in our life or every little difficult thing, and he lays it on the table at the same time. I mean, he saves it all up. I mean, you know, you don't care about a run in your stockings, amen, but you let your car break down, amen, amen. You let somebody cut you off, you let somebody yell at you, and then get a run in your stockings, amen. All of that stuff at the same time, that's how the devil works you over. See, that's how he gets me. He doesn't have one thing that'll blow me out. He'll do it all at once, you know. He'll tell everybody, save your calls till 3, amen. Then all of y'all just lay it on him, amen. I won't get a stick of mail, then open that mailbox, and someone say, amen, hallelujah. So, and I've noticed that when you get down, and you know what, just spitting out just a little bit, amen. Somebody say, it's the word, not good advice. Good advice not going to deliver anybody, amen. You can give anybody advice, but it don't mean they're going to take it. Doesn't mean they're going to do it, amen. Hallelujah. Some say the word of God. The right words. You know, when you get up and you talk, you know, we can give all the advice you want to, but I'm not God. I don't know what's best for you. You know what's best for you, but I know one thing that'll get you out of that. Man, say, hey, you know what? You're going to get out of that. That's the power to get out. Amen. Then God will give specific directions later on, but first of all, you've got to say before anything, say, hey, I don't know how. All I know is this ain't going to last long. And we're going to get out of this right away. First of all, the first thing's going to be delivered from this situation is my attitude. So say hallelujah. Hallelujah. See, there are a lot of people been delivered from stuff. It might be still in the red, glory to God. It might be still on the books, glory to God, or whatever it is, but you're not there. And that will follow your attitude. Somebody say your altitude is determined by your attitude. See, there are a lot of stuff that your attitude's still bound to. If things that are negative going on in your life and it still has the ability to make you feel bad, your soul is still bound to that thing. And you've got to set yourself free from that thing in the realm of the spirit before it will ever manifest in the natural. And you can set yourself free from that, amen, with the right confession. Say, I'm no longer bound. I'm no longer depressed. This thing no longer has the ability to make me feel a certain way. Sooner or later, it will start to manifest. Proverbs chapter 12, you're still going to get your Super Bowl game, amen. But I tell you what, you can't give the score to Jesus when he comes back, amen, or whoever wins this game, glory to God, and tell him, you ought to let me in because look what they did. I don't even know who's playing today. Who's playing today, Super Bowl? Tampa Bay and who? Tampa Bay Buccaneers and Oakland Raiders. Lord have mercy. Tampa Bay Buccaneers and Oakland Raiders. The Buccaneers and Raiders. Think about it. Hallelujah. That's why I say hallelujah. They're about ready to throw that pigskin. We're getting all worked up. Glory to God. It says, a man shall be satisfied with good by the fruit of his mouth. Now, if you can be satisfied with the fruit of your mouth, glory to God, you can become unsatisfied, unfulfilled, unstable, unhappy, and messed up Somebody say amen. By the junk that comes out of your mouth. It says the recompense of a man's hand shall be rendered unto him. In Proverbs chapter 15, verse 4. Everybody say a wholesome. Say it again, wholesome. Say a wholesome tongue is a tree of life. Anybody, how many other people, listen, how many of you living off other people? You're going to be in trouble. If you're living off your job, you're going to be in trouble. If you're living off the economy, you're going to be in trouble. If you're living off your own efforts, you're in trouble. Some say it's a wholesome tongue. It's God. It's your mouth that will cause your lifestyle to change. Amen. It says a wholesome tongue is a tree of life, but perverseness therein is a breach in the spirit. So we say hallelujah. God wants to bless you, and God wants to do good things for you. Amen. And today, the only thing we talked about, somebody say, making your troubled days shorter. Coming out of, don't stay in mess. Amen. Longer than what you have to be in it. Amen. And the number one way to get out of it. Amen. Hold on now. Rex, you won't finish preaching for me. Hallelujah. It seems like the joy of the Lord's over there. Hallelujah. The only way to get out of it, somebody say hallelujah, is by running your mouth with the good things of God's word. And it will deliver you, somebody say be delivered, out of trouble. And if you know anybody that is in trouble, why don't you stand? If you know anybody that's in trouble, how are you going to deliver them? The words of your mouth, and also getting those words to get in their mouth. See, if you got people that are in trouble, amen, just by getting them to say, amen, the right thing, I'm going to be all right, amen, that will get them out of trouble. So say hallelujah. Say things are getting better all the time. I'm more than an overcomer. I'm abundantly blessed. God is doing great things for me. I'm delivered out of the snare of the fowler. Trouble has no hold over my soul nor my spirit in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Father. Father, we thank you for a wonderful day. We thank you for this group you brought out today, Father. We thank you that people are overcoming. We thank you that your supernatural power is manifesting over them. Father God, I pray that all week long they will be confessing the word of God and the will of God, Father God, changing themselves, Father God. And if there be, I pray they practice this message. I pray they'd begin to practice this message even now, Father God, by arresting their mouth, Father God, and confessing right words whenever trouble looked like it's sticking its ugly head up. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Everybody say, amen. Now y'all are getting out of here. Amen. Be back tonight. I know the game's going to be over. Amen. Hallelujah. Should it be over? Is it going to be over by church tonight? Well, you better get a DVD. You should have been blessed enough to buy a TiVo, amen, hallelujah, and you could have watched it, amen. See y'all tonight, glory to God. Put on some good music, please. What?